Title: Weekly Review of Unfinished Sketches Intermediate. Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's talk about the folder. You know the one, the place where your 16 to 64 bar DNB ideas go to just kind of exist. Sick Reese loop. Drums are rolling, maybe even a cheeky little hook, and then you start a new project, because this one needs more time. Today's goal is simple. Build a weekly review system that turns unfinished sketches into finishable projects. Not by grinding for hours, but by making fast, consistent decisions. We're going to do this in a way that's audio-led, repeatable, and honestly a bit ruthless, in the best way. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three things: a weekly review Ableton template you can reuse every week, a sketch scorecard inside Ableton, so you're not deciding based on mood, and a short rescue plan for your best one or two sketches, with clear next actions so you don't reopen projects and forget what to do. Let's start with a one-time setup, your sketch vault. Create a main folder called DNB Sketches. Inside it, make a folder for the current week, like 2026W10, or whatever your week number is. Then make three more folders: Renders, Top Picks, and Dead End. Here's the rule that makes this whole system work. Every sketch gets a quick bounce. Always. Even if it's just a loop. In Ableton, go to File, Export Audio or Video, and render a 1 to 2 minute preview. Name it in a way that gives you instant context. Something like BPM, key, tag, date. For example, 174fmin roller sketch 2026-03-21.wav. Why is this so important? Because weekly review should be audio first, not project file first. If you force yourself to open 10 Ableton sets and wait for devices to load, you will review two sketches and then start sound designing a snare for 40 minutes. Audio first keeps you honest. Next, let's build your weekly review Ableton template. Create a brand new live set and save it as weekly review dnb.els. This is your consistent judging environment. Same tools every time, so you're evaluating the idea, not getting distracted by different routing or missing returns. Add 4 return tracks, using stock devices only. Return is drum glue. Put a glue compressor on it. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks when you send drums to it. This is just to show you what your drum bus will feel like when it's gently glued. Return B is parallel smash for DNB drums. Put drum bus first. Drive around 15 to 30%, crunch 5 to 15%, and keep boom low, like 0 to 10%, because boom can wreck your low-end real fast. After that, add a standard compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack about 10 milliseconds. Release somewhere between 50 and 120 milliseconds. Wet is 100%, because this is parallel. Then you send your drums to it lightly, like 5 to 20%. The point here is to quickly reveal, do the drums still punch when they're pushed, or do they fold? Return C is space, controlled. Add hybrid reverb. Algorithmic mode. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. High cut between 7 and 10k. Low cut around 200 to 350 Hz. We're not washing the whole track, we're giving you a safe reverb space that won't instantly muddy the mix. Return D is delay. Add echo. Set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9k. Again, controlled. The theme here is fast vibe without instantly ruining clarity. Now, before we even start the weekly routine, add 2 more audio tracks to this template. These are your A/B reference slots. Track 1. Ref A, Pro. Drop in a mastered commercial DNB track that's close to your lane. Same kind of drum density, same kind of bass attitude. Not a great song, but a useful reference for your specific sound. Track 2. Ref B, U. This is your best finished tune, even if it's old. Because comparing your sketch to a pro master can be motivating, sure, but comparing your sketch to your own best finished work is often more actionable. On both of these reference tracks, add utility and adjust the gain so the perceived loudness matches your sketch, not peak level. Perceived loudness. You're trying to remove the louder sounds, better trick your brain will pull on you. Then map a key to each track's activator switch, so you can toggle instantly. When you can flip references in 1 second, you get quicker, clearer decisions. Cool. Template saved. Now we do the weekly review routine. Total time, 45 to 60 minutes. This is important, cap it. A weekly review is not a production session. It's a decision session. Pick 10 sketches max. If you have more, rotate them next week. The point is consistency, not trying to process your whole life's backlog in one night. For each sketch, We're going to do a quick normalization step, then drop arrangement locators, then score it, and only then do you rescue edits for the top picks. Step 1 for each sketch. Normalize the context. 2 minutes. Open the sketch. Set tempo into a normal DNB range, typically 172 to 176 BPM, unless the idea is intentionally halftime or something. Then check the master level. Pull things down so your master peaks around minus 6 dB. Temporary. This is not mastering. This is making your sketches comparable. On the master, add a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Just as safety so nothing explodes while you're flipping between projects. Optionally add spectrum, so you can glance at what's happening in the low end without overthinking it. Now step 2, arrangement markers. 2 minutes. Go to arrangement view and add locators that represent a full track structure, even if the track doesn't have those sections yet. Put locators like intro, build, drop A, break, drop B, outro, and yes. Put question marks on the ones that don't exist. That's the whole point. You're forcing yourself to answer. Where would the energy go next? If you can't imagine where drop B could go, that's not a moral failure. That's just data. It tells you what kind of work the sketch needs. Now step 3. Scoring. 3 minutes. And this is where you stop letting emotions decide. In Ableton, use the notes panel, or create a MIDI clip called Scorecard and write inside it. Rate each category from 1 to 5. Groove or drum swing. Does it roll? Bass versus kick relationship? Is the low end readable, or is it a blurred blob, hook or earworm? Is there a memorable motif, even a tiny one? Sound identity. Does it feel like your tune, or like a generic placeholder? Arrangement potential. Can this realistically become 3 to 5 minutes? Optional but extremely useful. Add a sixth category called energy curve. 1 means the loop never breathes. 3 means at least 1 pullback and 1 payoff. 5 means you can picture waves of tension and release without losing DJ mixability. Now apply the decision rule. If the total is 20 points or above, it goes in top picks. If it's 14 to 19, it stays as a sketch, but it gets scheduled for 1 fixed session. If it's 13 or below, archive it to dead end. No guilt. You are not deleting your creativity. You are decluttering your future. Quick coaching moment here. The dead end folder is not a graveyard. It's compost. You can always mine it later for a bass resample, a drum loop, an Atmos bed, a weird fill. But it doesn't get to keep taking up brain space as a future track. Now, while you're reviewing, use one-pass-only annotations to stop yourself from pausing and spiraling. Let the sketch play. Don't stop. Drop quick notes like fix, snare tail too short, fix, bass phrase repeats too literally, keep, pad tone is signature, keep. Drum pocket is strong. This trains you to capture decisions at speed. You'll act on them in a separate rescue session, not during the review pass. Before you promote anything into top picks, do a quick finishability check. This takes like a minute, but it saves hours. First, the 8-bar test. Does anything meaningfully change every 8 bars? Second, the mute test. Mute the bass for 4 bars. Does the track still feel like a track? If everything collapses, your drums and hook might need more identity. Third, the phone test, or quiet test, turn your monitoring way down. At very low volume, can you still identify kick, snare, and hook? If not, you probably have a balance problem, not a needs better samples problem. All right, now we've reviewed and scored. Next, rescue edits. This is where you give your best 1 or 2 sketches a fast upgrade, but you keep it high impact only. 10 to 15 minutes per sketch. Timer mentality. Let's start with the drum foundation, because for DNB, if the drums don't roll, nothing else matters. Put your drums into a drum group, and on that drum bus, use a practical chain. First, EQ 8. If it's muddy, gently dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If the snare is painfully biting, tame a bit around 3 to 6K. Second, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want cohesion, not pancake. Third, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. If the drums need snap, add transients, like plus 5 to plus 15. Fourth, saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Tiny moves, but it adds density fast. Now for a DNB groove quick win. Ghost snares. Add a ghost snare at low velocity 1/16th before or after the main snare. If you want that jungle pull, put it before. If you want a modern roller push, put it after. Then use the groove pool on hats and ghosts only, not on the kick and snare anchors. Try an MPC-style swing at 10 to 20%. This is the kind of micro-movement that takes a loop from static to rolling in 5 minutes. If your groove feels late or draggy, here's an advanced but quick move. Put hats and ghosts into one MIDI clip and nudge the whole clip slightly early, like -5 to -15 milliseconds, using track delay or clip nudge. Keep kick and snare on grid. That contrast often creates that forward roll without wrecking impact. Next, bass clarity. This is where so many sketches die. The bass is huge, but you can't read it. Fix it in 3 moves. Move 1. Create a clean sub layer. Make a MIDI track called SUB. Add operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. Make it mono. Add EQ8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Fairly steep. Add utility and make it mono. Width at 0 or use bass mono. Now you have a sub that behaves. Move 2. High pass your mid bass. Yes, even in DNB. On your Reese or mid bass channel, use EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. You're making space for the sub to be consistent. Move 3. Sidechain the sub to the kick. Add compressor on the SUB track. Enable sidechain input from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds and match it to your kick tail. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. This is one of those changes that instantly makes the sketch feel more like a record, because now the low end steps instead of smears. If your mix is really busy and the bass phrase disappears on small speakers, add a readability layer. Duplicate your mid bass, then high pass it at about 250 to 400 Hz. Add a little saturator drive, then an auto filter with a subtle envelope or slow LFO. Blend it quietly. The goal is not to hear it solo. The goal is that when the drums are smashing, the bass phrase still speaks. Now, arrangement skeleton. 10 minutes. This is where we stop pretending a loop is a track. Take your best 16 to 32 bars and force a layout. A simple roar structure might be: intro for 32 bars, bill for 32, dropper for about 64, breakdown for 32, drop B for 64, outro for 32. Use Ableton speed tools. Duplicate sections with Command or Control D. Do arrangement by deletion if you need to. Here's a trick: duplicate your loop across 3 minutes first, then remove elements to create sections. Intro, remove bass and lead. Leave drums and atmosphere, tease one bass hit every 8 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.